Some say that love's a little boy, and some say it's a bird. Some say it makes the world go round, and some say that's absurd. And when I asked the man next door, who looked as if he knew, his wife got very cross indeed and said it wouldn't do. Does it look like a pair of pajamas or the ham in a temperance hotel? Does its odor remind one of llamas, or has it a comforting smell? Is it prickly to touch as a hedges, or soft as eiderdown fluff? Is it sharp or quite smooth at the edges? Oh, tell me the truth about love. Our history books refer to it in cryptic little notes. It's quite a common topic on the transatlantic boats. I found the subject mentioned in accounts of suicides, and even seen it scribbled on the backs of railway guides. Does it howl like a hungry Alsatian, or boom a military band? Could one give a first-rate imitation on a saw or a Steinway grand? Is it singing at parties or riot? Does it only like classical stuff? Will it stop when one wants to be quiet? I looked inside the summer house. It wasn't ever there. I tried the themes of Maidenhead and Brighton's bracing air. I don't know what the blackbird sang or what the tulips said, but it wasn't in the chicken run or underneath. Can it pull extraordinary faces? Is it usually sick on a swing? Does it spend all its time at the races, or fiddling with pieces of string? Has it views of its own about money? Does it think patriotism enough? Are its stories vulgar but funny? Oh, tell me the truth about love. When it comes, will it come without warning, just as I'm picking my nose? Will it knock on my door in the morning, or tread in the bus on my toes? Will it come like a change in the weather? Will its greeting be courteous or rough? Will it alter my